Without Paul, Christianity might have failed for 1,000 years. With Paul, even though the disciples did not quite accept him, there were certain qualities in Paul, in his teaching, that survived. Light shined through. At that time, you couldn't say for sure that the others were necessarily in the light, but they were learning. What happened to his light? What happened to the teaching? What happened to the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world? How does one become aware of one's own light? Jesus said, "I am the light." That's exactly his words. And that's exactly what John discovered. That he, too, was the light. He who followeth me will walk in darkness no more. But this is from self to self, promised here, right in this series of verses. For you and for me and for the world. A promise that we can count on to keep us moving toward the light. But as many as received him, although there were few who understood him, as many as received him, and now that means a very special thing. Your acknowledgement that the light of Christ is in you. That's how you receive it. When Jesus says, "When as many as received me," he is talking about the inner light. Because he is the inner light. The Christ within you is telling you, as many as receive me, to them gave he the power to be sons of God. So if you wish to translate this work into the living Bible, the living truth, that you can live by, you become the living Son of God by receiving the Christ light within. And you already are the Son of God because the Christ doesn't come into you. The Christ must be in you now. you understand that? The man Jesus outwardly is speaking for the Christ within you. And when Jesus speaks outwardly, he is the Christ within you. The outer Jesus is the universal inner Christ. And as many as receive him, to them gives he the power to be sons of God. Do you see the secret message? The way it's tied up. Anyone who receives the inner Christ as the Son of God, anywhere, and you receive it simply by acknowledging it and listening for it, and the world doesn't know it. You have to open your consciousness to it. You are the Christ, but you are asleep to the Christ. And when you receive the Christ, you are awake to the Christ. And then you are awake to the fact that you are truly the living Son of the living God with all the privileges thereunto. It's all laid out for you. All we have to do is to prune out all those qualities that are unlike the Christ in order to become aware of what is Christ. To accept what we are through faith, though possibly it's more than faith at this point. Because we can see some of the miracles. And that's not faith anymore. You have proven something. It's deeper than faith. It's faith proven. Faith established as fact. I think I want to meditate at this moment because there's something powerful, so powerful that we want to feel the essence of it. Yes, there's something very powerful right here and now. As we go through these words, we are being prepared for the true rebirth. I can hear Nicodemus saying, well, what can a man do to be reborn? We hear these questions. How can a man be reborn? We see the modern church. It literally says, I am reborn by some external contact. They don't seem to understand but your rebirth will be when you accept Christ within and you become the divine light of God. That will be rebirth. When the light is actually received in your consciousness. And then you are the light reborn to the light. This is what is in store for you. I suppose it won't hurt to move ahead when we pass from this plane as the light. There is a preparation for a higher rebirth. This outer acceptance is the way you should show your faith, your willingness, your desire to be the light. But you're not the light when you pass from this plane, in the sense that you're a fully evolved light. When you pass from this plane, there is what would be a long wait. A long period in which you are prepared to receive the light that you are willing to accept. That preparation will take two complete realms. In the soul realm, you will learn all about the light. And when you're ready to expand, you'll meet your own spirit. This will engender a birth from the union of your spirit and your soul, coming together, and this finally will be the seventh realm. S-E-V-E-N, the seventh realm. And that's the final birth of the light in you. Don't expect the light to transform you totally at this time. But know that you must receive and live in the requirements of the light. And that is the straight and the narrow. You must begin to identify as the light in order for your soul realm to open. There your light is further unmasked. And that draws the spirit to your soul. These are holy times. And by then, you're far out of mortality. It's gone. And Christ is slowly being born in you. This Christ becomes the Christ that God made. At the beginning, in the seventh heaven before the descent, and the re-ascension. It's a glorious time. It's a challenging work. And it's the identical challenge for all of us. All power is in the Son, and it's not Jesus, it's the power of Christ, and Christ is Jesus, and Christ is you, and you. And you. In fact, when you're given all power, it's because you're not about to misuse it. You know the meaning of Christ's power, of infinite love. Your whole being is infinite love. It's not a power to control anything in the world. It's a power to maintain the perfection of God's universe. You're going to repeat that phase because it is an important one concerns your motivation. Behind everything you do, as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. At that time, still not fully Christed. Fully Christed. Given to them that believe. On his name. Which were born not of blood. See, this is the second birth, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The birth of God in you preceded by the reception, the willingness, the belief, the understanding, the truth. Which God first puts out, which draws you to the light, and you finally understand what the light is. You feel your mortality when you're willing to let it melt out of existence, as you receive the light, you dwell in the light. And this is your birth foreshadowed, because it's not happening yet. It's going on to the fifth realm. You're not in it yet, but you're aware that it exists, that it's in the fifth realm, that you're now preparing for. It's called the mystical marriage of spirit and soul. In the sixth realm. And out of that marriage, out of that union, out of that oneness between your soul and your spirit, you move into the second birth. The birth of Christ in you. Your soul has always been designated as female, your spirit as male. as they become one, they move into the seventh realm. And then there's no more male or female. There's no more mortal to be male or female. And no doubt the marriage on earth of man and woman is a shadow of the marriage of your soul and spirit in heaven. Many of the people we heal all owe the healing to Christ in us and Christ in them. But there is one thing you should know, that they are healing us as we heal them, because they are making us bring forth our Christhood. And if we don't bring forth our Christhood, we don't heal. You see the double purpose? So you have the motive in many, many ways to find the inner Christ. The desire is born in you as a man. At this level, you know where you're going, and how, and why. You can endure many things. No matter how difficult, things you wouldn't endure without this great goal. You are trying to realize your Christhood. And that is the purpose of life. To realize your immortal Christ self. Once you accept that purpose, no other, then you have passed the point and realize that your life must change. This life will be a shadow. As you move up, Christ becomes the only life you have. You're changing your concept of life. The new life the real life, born of spirit and soul. Made possible as you receive the light within. Brings you into a realm where the laws of God abide. Without opposite. In that realm, no women die of pregnancy and other diseases. No men die. All are receiving the light of perfection. Mortality goes. Immortality takes its place. And that is precisely what Jesus meant when he said, his disciples would lose their life in order to gain their life. And that is what you are learning to do now. Let's be still. Hold a silence. Find the inner Christ. Each of us is given the opportunity to proceed swiftly to the light. We can keep this mortal form if we wish, by worrying about things of this world. Or we can focus our attention on those things that will enable us to prove our willingness to submit to the light and not try to alter the light, to live by the Word of God, which is the light, and being given this opportunity which is a turning point of every human life. When What will we do with it? Now that we know where we can go, what we can be, who we are, life in my consciousness is ready. It has been there eternally. I must listen to find it. To find out what the light expects of me. What it wants me to do now. What is excess baggage in my life? What things must I drop? What things do I need to take with me? I'll get all the information I need from the inner light. And then I will proceed about living the light. The light has anticipated the questions I would ask. It has prepared a way for me in the wilderness. It prepared the Ten Commandments. Then later, the Sermon on the Mount.